Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Last night at the Easter Vigil Mass, we blessed this Paschal candle, the Easter candle that represents Christ, who is the light shining in the darkness, who has destroyed death by his resurrection. After processing into the church, there's a long prayer that's sung by the priest or the deacon, thanking God for the gift of new life that this candle represents. In that song, called the Exultet, a verse says, "This is the night of which it is written, the night shall be as bright as day. Dazzling is the night for me, and full of gladness." It's a reference to Psalm 139, in which verse 11 says, "If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as day, for darkness is as light with you." As the book of Genesis reminds us, creation came into being by the will of God the Father, who spoke his word, saying, "Let there be light." God created the sun to give light to the day, and the moon and the stars to give light to the night, so that the darkness would not fully envelop creation. Note, however, that the moon has no light of its own, but it shines through the darkness reflecting the light of the sun, and shines its brightest when it is full. God is love. God is light. And nothing, St. Paul, separates us from God's love. Neither tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, hunger, loss of all things, peril, not even death. In the times of our greatest darkness, the light of love, the light of faith, still shines deep within us. When you and I surrender to God in everything, and we humbly submit our hearts, our minds, and our wills fully to His, a transformation takes place. Not only can we endure all things through Him and with Him, but we cry out to Him, as St. Paul writes, "Abba, Father." We bear witness in the Holy Spirit that we are His sons and daughters. And if we are sons and daughters, we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with Him in order to be glorified with Him. The sufferings, the darkness are nothing compared to the light, the glory to be revealed in us. The risen sun, Jesus, blazes like the rising sun, scattering the darkness of sin and death. He shares his light with us, who like the moon reflect his light in a world that wants to remain in sin and death's darkness. We know that in everything, God works for good with those who love him, who are called to share his life, who are called to be holy. Brothers and sisters, he has chosen us to be conformed to the image of Christ, his son, in order that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, might be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. We have been chosen. We have been called. We have been justified and glorified by the Father through the Holy Spirit to be the body of Christ, to be with Christ, the light of the world. We are not what we once were. Once we were in sin, but that's over and done with. We're not merely flesh and bone. We're not merely some evolved animal. We're not even merely human beings. The Word of God became like us in the flesh to accept our weak, sinful humanity, to suffer and to die, and then to rise from the dead in the flesh, so that you and I would live not only in the flesh, but to live in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. That same breath of God who formed Adam from the dust of the earth, who raised Jesus from the dust of the tomb, and who raises us from sin to redemption. Those who live according to the flesh alone set their minds only on the things of the flesh. But we who live according to the Spirit set our minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh alone is death and is hostile to God. But to set the mind on the Spirit of life brings us peace. It brings life and peace. So we are not in the flesh alone. We're also in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God truly dwells in every one of us. We who have the mind, the heart, the spirit of Christ belong to Christ, and we share in his life by the power of his Holy Spirit. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to our mortal bodies as well. In this world, our bodies are sacred. They are temples of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, who've been intricately fashioned and wonderfully made from our mother's wombs. As the exultant also sings, O truly blessed night, for us blessed day, when the things of heaven are joined together, wedded to the things of earth, and the divine wedded to the human. We know that Christ, our Redeemer, lives, and that at last he will stand upon the earth. And even though death and decay happen to destroy these mortal frames of ours, we believe that in our flesh we shall see God face to face with our very own eyes. At Christ's return, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will restore life to our bodies also through the Holy Spirit, who even now dwells in us. As St. Paul declares, Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. Alleluia.